Welcome back to the Authentic Online Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Ruthie Gray, and it's almost summertime, and the living is easy. Y'all know that I realize this is not a real thing, right? I don't really sing. It's just for fun and your entertainment. Today, we're going to talk about repurposing stories in 10 ways. And the reason we're doing that is because I feel like so many Instagram users don't tap into this little gem. Stories are a gem. There are so many fun things that you can do with stories. So I'm going to give you 10 ways that you can repurpose stories. Now, you may remember, I am doing only stories for the month of April on Instagram. No posts, no nothing. Just because I needed to dial it back a little bit and work on some other things. Like, we had a lot of family over here in Florida. Grandkids came, kids came. My daughter's back from Cyprus on her mission trip with her husband. And so we've just had some really good family time, and I've needed some time of reflection, and you'll realize that in your business, you need that too. Don't just autopilot things. Just keep on doing and plowing ahead. When it's feeling rough or really super hard, sometimes it's time to take a step back and reflect and journal and get input from others. So my cup is full and running over, and I'm ready to pour into you today about these 10 tips for repurposing your story. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Listen in.
Welcome to Authentic Online Marketing with Ruthie Gray. Growing awareness for your blog, podcast, book, or product involves more than dancing to reels and yelling, "Buy my thing." This show models quality over clamor so you can put your spin on your message and market in a way that feels authentic to you, because nobody wants to sound like an infomercial. And now, here's your host, Ruthie Gray.
All right, here we go with number one, the first way to repurpose your stories. Now, this one is kind of obvious. You can repurpose your story into reels. Every once in a while, you'll see you have the option to insert a collection of your stories into a reel. And sometimes Instagram will just randomly put some of your stories together. Also, in your highlights, whenever I share a story to a specific highlight, like my book highlight or my podcast highlight, Instagram will give me the option to create that highlight into a reel. And you may not know this, but the way you get highlights is through stories. In your highlights, Instagram will put your highlight into a reel and add music if you want. And you have the option to remove some of those frames, just keep a few. But that is an easy, easy way to create a reel, is by using your stories or your Instagram highlights. You can also simply download a story. Let's say you talked in a story. You either showed your face or you showed the topic you're talking about. Maybe you were walking and you were making a point. You can download that story to your device and then create a reel from it. I like to do this a lot in stories. I like to talk in stories and see what people respond to. You'll see my face. I'll be talking about a certain topic or blocking weirdos or many different things that come to mind that I'm going through at the time as an entrepreneur. And I'll say, "What do you think about this?" And I will just throw it out there. And if I get a lot of responses, then I know this is good content for a reel. So many times I have created a reel from my story. Number two, you can repurpose your story into a graphic, like an infographic or a quote. Maybe you don't like the way the story looks, so you wouldn't want to just go ahead and put it into a reel, but there's good content there, maybe in your text overlay, or maybe something you said, and you feel like, wow, this might make a good quote, or I could use this as an infographic or some kind of graphic. So repurpose your story into graphics for your feed. Number three, you can repurpose your story into a carousel. Let's say you made a video in your story. You know, you can do a collection of graphics and videos and put them in a carousel. A carousel is a collection of up to 10 images that people can swipe. And people really like carousels. And the more that they swipe, the longer they stay on your feed. That's really good because that signals the algorithm that people are responding to your content. And the algorithm will push it out into more people's feet. So you could repurpose your content into a carousel. Number four, make a brand new video from your story message and talk to the camera. It's a concept, it's an idea, you kind of fleshed it out. You thought, you know what, I could talk more about this. Perhaps people commented and said something about your story and you'd like to address that. You could just make a fresh video, which would really be a reel. So you could make fresh video from your story message. Number five is highlights, which we touched on in number one. Any story can go to a highlight. I don't advise that you put every story in a highlight, especially if it's, you know, just something funny where it's your cat or your cat is beating up on a dog or, you know, it's just your morning walk or whatever. You don't want to put everything into a highlight or you'll really junk up your highlights. So you don't really want to do that. But you do want to use highlights for your most important topics. Let's say your pillar content. What is your pillar content? My pillar content is entrepreneur mindset, Instagram, and email marketing. So those are some of my highlights. But I also have my book as a highlight, my podcast as a highlight, my newsletter as a highlight. And so when I share specific stories, those go to my highlights. And the highlights are important because they are a part of your bio. And they're another way to have links right there that people can tap. Because you can share links in your stories, like I share links to my book in my stories often. And then I will share that story to my highlight so that when people are looking at my book highlight and they see other people's testimonies in that highlight or something I've talked about from the book, and I've left a link in that story, they can tap that link. Those links are live in those highlights. So it's super important to continue to talk about your pillar content and the things that you offer that people need from you and put those links in your stories and share them to your highlights. Number six, replies from others or feedback for more fodder from your polls, question boxes, or conversations. I often use polls in my stories to see where people are on a certain topic, like, do you like stories? Yes or no. Do you use stories? Yes or no. Do you know what to share in stories? Yes, no, sometimes. I'm struggling with it. Those are all the kind of questions that I use in my stories to get more fodder and more feedback for what else to share in stories and in my feed. Listen to what people are replying to you. And then as you converse with them and as you get feedback from them, you can use that information to repurpose into content for your feed, like reels and carousels and even lives. Let's say people are really responding to a story topic that you have and you think, wow, I'm getting so many questions about this. Maybe I should go live. So then you can go live and expound more on that topic. Don't underestimate the value of live video because you can talk with people and converse with them and get their questions in real time on live video. So be sure to use that too. Number seven, you can use stories as captions for another post in your feed. Your stories are getting feedback and you're giving information. And if you are basing your information and your stories on your content, your pillar content that you regularly put out, or if you're talking in your story and you're generating captions for that, then you can use that content as captions for an image or a carousel. We're always looking for ideas for captions. Let's say you decided to give 5 tips for healthy living in your story. Well, select an image of someone walking or lifting weights or eating healthy and take those 5 tips that you shared in your stories and put that as your caption. The things that people read, the caption is what people read underneath your image in your feed. Number 8, use stories to take pictures for your reel covers. I do this all the time. Before I post a reel, I will go in my stories, snap a picture of myself, create a caption, and then download to my iPhone. I don't post the story. I just use that story and save it to my iPhone. It's a great, easy, fast way without having to go create an image somewhere else in Canva or wherever, or having to drag your finger to a certain place that you want it to post for your cover photo for your reel. You see, in reels, it's important to make a title for your reel so that people know what your reel is about. If someone comes to your feed and they're looking at your grid and all your photos there, they may see a reel, but they don't really know what it's about unless it has a title on it. So that's kind of why it's important to make a cover for your reel. And you can do that real easily in your stories by snapping a picture and creating a caption and then downloading it to your device. And then there you have it. Number 9, send your stories in a DM. After you've posted your story, you can send it to a group of people or a person or even your broadcast channel. If you have a broadcast channel, you can send that story. There is an option there. In your stories, you can send your story to different places. If you tap the 3 little dots at the bottom right of your story, you'll get a menu. And it says at the top, there's an airplane. It says, we've moved things around, see where to share and copy link. Well, then under that, it says delete story or highlight, which you could choose to send to a highlight. It says save. You can save your story or send. Then you can search who you want to send it to. There are all kinds of options there. Okay, so you can send your story to other followers or groups or whatever you want to do. And then if you tap up there by the airplane that says we've moved things around, see where to share and copy link. The other options are to copy the link, and you could share that link with someone like on social media. Just remember that stories disappear after 24 hours. You could share it on WhatsApp, Messenger, Facebook, X, Threads, Messages, and Reddit. And finally, number 10, repurpose to other platforms. Now, number 9 sort of is like that, but you can take it a step farther. So number 9 has some options like for Twitter, which is now X, and Facebook, but you could also download your stories and share them as idea pins on Pinterest or shorts on YouTube. So there are so many options for repurposing stories. So to go over this one more time, number 1, repurpose stories to reels. Number 2, repurpose stories into graphics or quotes. You can do it directly. You could use the exact story if you can crop it well and it looks good, or you could just create a new image that looks a little bit sharper and cleaner from that story. Number 3, repurpose stories into carousels. You can do a combination of video or graphics. Number four, create a fresh video from your story message. Number five, repurpose into highlights. Number six, use others' replies or feedback that you got from your story to create more content on your feed. Number seven, use your story content as captions. Number eight, use a story picture as a reel cover. Number nine, send your stories to people or your broadcast channel or Threads, Facebook, X, other mediums. And then number 10, repurpose your stories to other platforms such as Pinterest for idea pins and YouTube Shorts. I hope this series has been helpful for you. If you haven't listened to the other episodes in April, they are episode 105, Ruthie's Instagram Sabbatical Using Only Stories for 30 Days, and episode 106, Deciphering Instagram Analytics for Optimum Views. We will put those links in the show notes. Also, be sure to subscribe to my private podcast, the 2024 Creative Marketing Podcast, because I have added extra insight on these stories and especially on the analytics and how to look at those and decipher those. If you have enjoyed this story series, would you do me a favor and let me know? Send me a DM on Instagram and let me know which episode you enjoyed the most. Was it the analytics episode? Was it why I'm taking an Instagram sabbatical and only doing 30 days of stories? Was it this episode here about 10 ways to repurpose stories? I hope that this has been valuable and informative and that you realize that it's important to repurpose. As content creators, we want to create, we want to make new things, but we don't have time for all the things. We just don't have time to create all the time if we really want to use our time wisely. Thank you for listening, and we hope you come back again next week where we're going to talk about how to focus as an entrepreneur. I have a special guest, so you'll want to tune in. Until next time, be sure to share your message, your way, and your own authentic voice.